The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim daf yud gimel. We have the next two daf. Another part of the discussion about different avoiders b'mikdash. Instead of discussing so much the shaloi l'shmo, we're going to concentrate on a chiddush nosefes in the context of shaloi l'shmo. It's mavur in our Mishnah. The regular seder ha'avoida, the way the avoidas hadam, which starts with the shchita, ultimately it's meratz and mechaper with the zrikas hadam, is shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Any avoida shabadam, because it's part of the Seder HaKrova of the Ritzui. If it's done Shalei Lishma, passels the carbon. Anyway, you're going to learn, it passels the carbon, any avoid the Shabbatam. And the carbon is in your Larotzoi, and again, by Pesach and Chatos, it passels the carbon. Comes along the Tanner of Shimon, and Reb Shimon says that the din of this that the Tanakama says, Shazevach Nifsal Ba'arba Dvar B'Shchitu B'Kibu V'Halocha B'Halocha B'Zrika, which is another way of saying that there's four avoidis that comprise the avoidis Ha. Hadam, Reb Shimon says no. Reb Shimon machshe bihiluch sheyoyime. Yefshe shalei b'shchita shalei b'kabala shalei b'zvika, but efshe b'lei hiluch. It's possible to do away with the necessity for hiluch. And b'melo, it's not one of the seder avoidah shebadam. Does that mean that there is no halacha at all? L'chor Reb Shimon is saying that there's no necessity to do halacha at all. He's not just saying that since theoretically you can do away with it, so Mel doesn't have a kirch to pass. It's not a chelik of the necessary avoidah shebadam that goes into the seder ritzu. Mel doesn't have a kirch to pass up the ritzu the kapor. Reb Elazar takes, the Tanner Reb Elazar takes a middle stance. Hamalach b'mokum shutzarch lahalech. Machshava poiseles, b'mochem she'en yitzorch lahalach, ein machshava poiseles. Reb Elazar definitely recognizes halacha as a chelik of the seder avodah shebadam, but he says that a maisa halacha where it's not necessary. One of the kohanim takes a roundabout route. He could have taken a route that's 3 or 4 amas to the mizbeach, and says he goes roundabout, and he takes a route that's 10 amas. That chelik of the halacha, which is not necessary in order to bring the dam on his back, is not a chelik of the avodas hadam. It doesn't pass it. So, but l'chayru, we're left the stam mishnah, the Tanakama, this is the way we paskin, that there are 4 avodas hadam nifsal ba'arba dvorim, shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, which would seem to indicate that any halacha, the Gemara has a discussion also, that a carbon that doesn't have halacha is possible. It's not just that halacha will pass if it's done. A carbon needs halacha, and this needs an explanation. L'chor Reb Shimon is right, that if you're standing next to Mizbeach, say, don't do halacha. Why is that different than Reb Elazar's postulation, that a halacha which is not necessary is not part of the necessary Seder or avoid of this carbon. You shecht right next to the mizbeach, so you don't need a halacha. Comes on the Tanakama. The Tanakama says, l'chor any roundabout route, any circuitous route is part of the avoid of Shabbatam, and b'chalal halacha is part of the Seder avoid of Shabbatam. This needs an explanation. But that's really the theme of the next few daf, and it's a hechetimtza, it's a place for us to properly define the 4 avoidah shebedam and how they play into the seder avoidah. Let's start by discussing a few aspects that negea to the shchita of the carbon. Shchita of the carbon service certainly is a necessity. You can't have a carbon without the dam. The avoidah sadam starts by shchita, where the shoichet doesn't have to be a kohen. Zor is kosher the shchita. Shechts the carbon. The dam is niskabel in a klisharos. From there on, you need misham ve'elich, you need kohuna. What exactly the nature of Shechitas Kodshim is a little bit of a mystery. The Gemara uses the term in several places, Daf Mem Zayin, Gemara Chulin, Gemara Yemenachis, Gemara Bayos. The Gemara uses the expression Shechita Einoi Avoida, which is certainly can't be taken at face value, because L'gabe Machsheva Shalai L'shmo and Pigol, Shechita is an Avoida. Shechita is the most basic and necessary prerequisite to the Zrikas Adah. What is it with Shechita Eini Avoida? Here we have Machlokes Yoshenim with Shechita Eini Avoida, because it's really the same act which is done B'chulin, And Mamele can't be defined as a unique Maisa Avoida that's only done on a carbon. Let's say the equivalent of Shechita by a carbon Oif is Malika. Malika is something which, if it's done on a Behemoth of Chulin, on an Oif of Chulin, it renders the Oif inavailable. That's certainly a Maisa which is unique only to say that Krovas Kotchen. But the same Maisa that you'd Shecht an animal with, if you were Shechting L'chulin for a barbecue, you use to Shecht on Kotchen. That's one pshat. Other shans discussed in Tosis and Memzayin, Tosis and Chulin, Tosis Be'as and Dav Gimel. The other pshat in Shechita Enei Avoidi is because it's a yois that it does not necessitate kuhuna. Shechita is k'sher bizarre, so it can't be properly defined as an avoidi. Again, Shechita is definitely avoidi sadam, and that's why pasuk shalal l'shmo. The discussion in the Mishnah is only what to do with halacha. Nobody argues and says the Shechita does not have dinim shalal l'shmo. We'll discuss one of the nekudas, which is full out halacha. What the interpretation of Shechita and its Shechita lava voida is a shal and pshat, but here's a machlokes in halacha, not halacha ma'aseh negedot, but halacha of karbonis. L'chayre, the Shechita has certain halachas that are shove with any avoida that's done based on mikdash. The shoychet has to shech, the behema has to be in the azara. What's interesting is that the shoychet, the Gemara says at the beginning of Chulin, that theoretically, you can't really do it practically, but theoretically the shoychet could stand outside the azar and shecht with a long knife. There's no din that the shoychet, the same way it doesn't have to be a koyin, the shoychet does not have to be bakoydish, it doesn't have to be standing on the azar. What has to be in the azar is the behemah. That means that the behemah that's being started on the root of karbonos, it's huchshel liyos karbon al yidei shechita, and thereafter you do the kabbalah halacha zriko, is a carbon from the Shechita. The Shechita, as it's performed in the Behema has to be standing, Shechitos Batzofim, Bekotchim Kedoshim, any place in Azorah, Bekotchim Kalim. The Behema has to be standing on Ritzvah Azorah. The Behema undergoes a process of a carbon, and its Avoida has to be performed in Beis HaMikdosh, in Azorah. Masha'ekin, the Shoichet, is only L'choira a Maisa Shechita that's necessary, but not that he's an Oidim. That's him in Shechita Lav Avoida. On the other hand, the Shoichet himself, his machshavis will pass up the carbon. Whether vis-a-vis the maisa of the shoychet in the behemah has to be done by klisharis or not, as a general rule, anything that's done in Beis HaMikdosh, any separating even the pieces of the hefshet v'netuach, taking off the skin, the oil of the behemah in order to prepare it for akrova, cutting it into the pieces the way it's hukra of Beis HaMikdosh, all that is done by klisharis. Any functional part of Avodah that's done by Kehanim is also done by Klisharis, to the point where Mirza Shem will learn in Menachos that the Kmitza, or let's say we'll have later on the Masechta Beis, the Malika, that's done by Yad HaKoyin, the Klisharis that's used is the Yad of the Koyin. We'll discuss in Mirza Shem the second parak, where what renders the physical Koyin, the Adayim of the Koyin that are Oivin, into Klisharis, could be the Rechitza Bekir Vekanoi that's performed, that turns him into, and he's also wearing Birikuna, that turns him into a Klisharis. Vinishvi, however you define what makes a coin into a Klisharis, all Avoida in Beis HaMikdash, by definition, if it's Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, has to be performed with Klisharis. Does the Shechita knife have to be Klisharis? Or we say no. The Etzem Maisa Shechita is only a Hechitimtz, is only a preparation to be able to have the dam come out, and really the real avoida, the real kohuno avoida klisharis starts only by kibbul. This is a major machlokes rishonim. The basic, the big players in the machlokes is Tosfos later on Dafim Zayin b'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim. He holds you don't need klisharis. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran Achum Dav Gimel. It's nagei over there that Gemara that we mentioned with the long shechita knife. Over there say that the shechita has to be performed the klisharis. The understanding and the reasoning of the machlokes is quite clear. On the one hand, the oived is, so to speak, not there. There's no koyin. Doesn't have to be standing by Zohar. On the other hand, the behemo that's being shechted is a chelik of avoided. He is standing in the base of Mikdash and he is hukdash, that the dam that comes out is niskadish, the sakin mikadashtoy, the sakin also we have the Gemara, we discussed the Gabi Kobonas Tzibur, the sakin hashchita is mikadash tvehme, which seems to indicate one of the Rishonim's rais, that you need Kli Shoris. The same way with the Korban Mincha, the Kedushas HaKorban is Chal on the soilus when it's put into the Kli Shoris. The same might very well be true of the Dam Kodesh that's in the neck of the Behemoth. When does it become Dam? That's Meratza, that's Mechapa. When does it become a Cheftza of Dam Sheba Kodesh? Only when it's Niskabon the Kli, but it could very well be that it needs a Kiddush Al Yedei the Sakin of the Shchit. If you say that you don't need a Kli Shoris for the Shchita, then there's a position of the Shach in Yeridein. The Shach has his, besides for the Shach itself, in Yeridein he has places where he's massing on the Taz. The discussion back and forth is printed on the side of the Shulchan. It's called the Kudas HaKesef. In Yeridein Chov Dalet, Legabe Din of Shchita, in the Kudas HaKesef, he brings what's called the din, it's called gistro. Gistro is chopping off the head of the animal with one swift motion, where the whole neck of the animal comes off, and there's a way to do that where the blood doesn't spurt forth from the Mokum HaShchita, it stays inside the Beis HaShchita. So the Shach says that even though that type of Shchita is kosher by Behemoth Chulin, but if you're talking about Behemoth Kochim, the whole Maisa Shchita of Kochim is in order to be Maitzeh Zedam, in order to facilitate the beginning of the process of Kabbalah Elokha Zvika. A Maitzeh Shchita, where there is no Hoitzoh Azdam, is Kishala Atzmeh, not a Maitzeh Shchita of Kachim. The whole Maitzeh Shchita is not more than a Hechsher for Kabbalah Elokha Zvika. So the Shach really takes this idea far, that since the quality of Shchita Kishala Atzmeh would be that it's not Avodah, the reason why the Shchita has somewhat the quality of Avodah, that the Machshava is Mefagelet, or the Machshava Pasel, Shalei Lishma, is because it's a prelude for the Kabbalah. So a Shchita which does not facilitate proper Kabbalah Sadam is not considered a Shchita. That's the Shach. We'll add another point to this discussion. Shchita is cutting the Simanim of the neck of the animal. The Gemara Chulin clearly says that a Maaser Shchita is kosher when roiv of each simon is cut. Rubei kekula, klal b'chol haTorah kula. Legabe Chulin, it seems that maybe there's a lechatchila cut through the whole simon, but legabe kochim, it seems like it's a mitzvah too. That's what's mavur in the sugyas over there, is that it's a mitzvah to perform on the whole simon. Now, if the Maaser Shchita of the Behemoth kochim is not more than the Maaser that's done in Chulin, there shouldn't be a chiluk, unless you say there's A, the Shchita, which takes the animal, Motzi, then Nevelo, and it prepares the animal for being brought as a korban. It's Makshurit. You could also say that it's Makshurit, Legabi, the Kabbalah Saddam. And then there's a separate Maisa Avodah, there's a quasi Maisa Avodah, even though it's done by a Zohar, he doesn't have to stand aside. But there's a quasi Maisa Avodah, the same way we see that he can be Mefagel, the one who's Shechting. Or that he could Shalal the Shema, or let's say Bachutz, if he Shechted the Behemoth Kach and Bachutz, it's considered an act of Avodah B'chutz, which is the Isser of Shkutei Chutz, the end of the Masechta. In any case, so then there might be that there's a separate in the Maisa Avodah, there's a separate Lechatchila to do the Maisa Avodah in the best way possible. By Behemas Chulin, you're not doing a Maisa Avodah. By Shchitas Chulin, the only thing you're trying to do is you're trying to be Matir the Behemas. So over there, as long as it's considered an effective Shchita, it's considered Shochut, Geshochten, the animal's Geshochna, Yidei Roiv Simen, that's called, so that's okay. There's no lechatchila to do a maisa in the optimal way, which is to do the whole maisa instead of just doing a roiv, a rubik kikule of the maisa. In shchita, besides for doing that you're machshu it for kabbalah, which is the aspect of shchita lav avoidihi, that all it is just to prepare for the kabbalah sadam, so in which case it wouldn't make a difference whether the shchita is done kule, so it's kosher. But there's also the separate Maisa Avodah. You see that Machsheves Shalei Lishma and Pigul exist in the Shchita, which means that it's a Maisa Avodah. It has that aspect of being a Maisa Avodah. Insofar that it's a Maisa Avodah, then there's the Lechatchila to do the whole Maisa Avodah. You also find that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he has to do the whole Avodah, he has to do the Shchita of the Behemoth also. And over there, what's interesting is that it's brought down is that he shechts the animal. And the reason why he has to do this is because all the Maisa Avodah, it's not enough that the Behemoth is Nishchat, that theoretically can be done by somebody else also. But the Avodah Shaboy, there's a separate din, they're not, besides for the Hechsher HaKorban, there's a separate mitzvah that all the Avodahs of the day should be done the Kabbalah Kohen Gadol, starting from the Trumas Hadesh and through the whole course of the day. That includes the Shchita, because Shchita does have an aspect of avoyde b'kodesh, even though we're saying that it has an aspect of shkina lav avoyde. What's interesting is that on the flip side, there's a place where, if we're talking about roiv and the definition of roiv being that it was done, but you're not doing the act that you're doing in the optimal way because you only did most of that act. You only did rubay kikuloi, not kuloi. There's another illustration of this very same principle in Shechitas Kachim. The Lashon of the Gemara, by us in the Sugyas and other places, all over Kachim is Hashoychit Tzorach Sheikabel. Meaning say that you have to be Mekabel the Dam. It's not enough that the Dam is brought and put on the Mizbeach. There's an Avoid that certainly we started our discussion this year only with a discussion of what are the parameters of Halacha. But certainly Kabbalah's Hadam, that's the Mishnah in the second paragraph, the dam that came out of the neck of the behemoth, the dam hashchita, was fell down on the ritzpah. It can't be scooped up in a klisharos and then put on the mizbech. It has to be niskabel from the shchita. Hashoychit tzorach shiikabel. The mashmos would be that the shoychit has to be mekabel, which is not true, because the mekabel has to be a kohen. Kabbalah yidei zar is possible. The shoychit could be a zah. Hashoychit tzorach shiikabel. And the question is, why does the Chazal use the terminology? It really only means that it has to be niskabel. The dam has to be niskabel. The shoychit tzorach shiikabel. So the one of the classics from a kotchim, Nesivisa Kodesh, says like this. The din is that if what we mentioned before, Roiv and Kula Legabe Shechita Sim, there's another place where this comes up. How much dam has to be niskabel to be considered a Kabbalah Sadam, and thereafter Nizrak, in order to create the Yotzi Dechevosi and the Ritzi and the Kapora of the carbon. There's no shear. Kabbalah, you need as much dam as you need for Zrika. Not more than that. Now, there is a Lechet Chila, it seems that there's a Lechet Chila, to be Mekabal all the dam. The question is, where is that Lechet Chila? The Gemara says that's a Lechet Chila to be Mekabal all the dam. How much do you need Bidi Eved as much as you need for Zrika? But there's a Lechet Chila. It says in the Sivis HaKadosh that this that had Shoychit Tzorach Sheikabel only goes on the Shoychit as far as that if he's being Mekabal the dam, the Moshul of a Kohen does the Shechit and not a Zor, that he should be Mekabal all the dams, he's the Shoychit, the mitzvah that's Mutl Alov as a Mekabal should be Mekabal all the dam. Mashiach of a different kohen is involved. He's only being mekabel in order to kick off the halacha and the zrika. How much dam do you need? As much dam as you need for zrika. You don't need more than that. The din that you need all the dam, that's not just enough, however much is necessary for the zrika, is an outgrowth of the shechita, because like we explained, the shechita of kochim is in order to start avodas adam. It's not stop being matter the behemoth. Shechita ain't avoida, but the shechita, insofar as that's an avoida, is the shechita of releasing, of being machshir, the Kabbalah Sadam. That's what we said from the Shach L'Gabi Gistro. If that's true, then how much dam is nichla on the shechita? All of it. If there's a mitzvah of shechita on a carbon, so the mitzvah is the shechita in order to be mitzvah the dam, in order to bring that dam in a way that's kosher. So how much dam would be nichol, the same way we said, by the maisa avoida of kochim, of shechita, that even though the a regular animal is kosher, but rubik kikul, and the same is true by memes kochim, but the lechetchila dika maisa avoida is a maisa of shechita bikuloi. It's always better when you're talking about the maisa, the quality of the maisa is more served, when you do the whole maisa, instead of being mistapik, with a rubik kikula of the maisa, the same is true of Kabbalah, that hashoichit, when he's mekabel, tzorach sheikabel all the dam, because that really is the purpose of the shechita. The same way you do the whole ma'is shechita, you do the whole ma'is kabel. This is another toitzah of this definition. So what we basically did was we defined shechita. Shechita on the one hand, lav avoida. We defined the parameters of shechita where it is an avoida. The parameters of the shechita being an avoida insofar as a hachono for the Kabbalah Sadam is concerned, how that plays itself out in the Hechshra carbon, how it plays out that the Mehem is Geshokdin, but in the Ma'is Avayda of the Shechita, which is the beginning of the Kabbalah, with the Chiddush that we just said from the Sivis HaKadosh. In the next Shir, what we have to do is we have to go back to Halacha, and then we'll take another look in a broader way at the whole system, the way we pass in. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zvika, that's all Ma'akiv, and all of them have the Dinim of Machshav Shalei Lishma.